people's lives in this way that say, well, they claim to be a servant of God, and that person who claimed to be a servant of God, that thing has missed the mark. Profanity's been used, the failure to obey God has been done. Now then, I can do the same sort of thing, and he can't say anything to me. He can't blame me for that. And they'll go deeper and further away from God than I ever thought that you would do. You would never plan to go that far. Because of where you are, what you're in, and the teaching that you're given, and the instruction that you're offering, you want to plan to do this and have the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. You see, the sting of death is sin. And sin, the strength of it, is that law. But thanks be to God who gives us the victory. The victory over death, the victory over the grave, through our Lord Jesus Christ. I come back to Him, I say, Lord, I'm truly sorry. I haven't loved like I should love. I haven't been patient like I should be patient. I haven't been a giver like I should give. I haven't been a giver like I should be. I haven't been a person to help their cause like I should. I'm sorry. Now then, Lord help me. Lord help me to listen better to those who would teach me, those who would guide me, those who would help me to serve better and give that part. Show me how to draw back that bow. Show me how to center that arrow on that mark. Don't miss that mark and hurt other people. Don't miss that mark and disappoint God. Don't hurt that mark. Hit that mark and fail to hurt yourself. Keep on keeping on. That's what it says. And the good book tells us in this regard. Now, preacher's word, look, I'll probably tell the story in a second hour. A preacher's word is getting that message understood. Not quoting in such words that it does not understood. Not giving such points that it does not understood. When I first moved into Baxter City to preach at Birkbeck, and then decided to retire from that work, it was great church, good church work, great things, Bible studies were going on. But I really needed to, for my own health, I needed to back off. And when I backed off, we planned on continuing to live bad in Baxter. We were looking for a house to rent, or a house to pay utilities on. That was just in a good neighborhood. There's some neighborhoods you run up on here and you can come home at 9 o'clock at night and in the dark. And so you really have to go out and be in the house in the dark in those neighborhoods. And so they cost a little bit more in rent, they cost a little bit more in utilities. And I was going back to the congregations on Wednesday night to do a summer time in Rachel. I backed off doing all the classes and all the preaching and all the radio programs in my life. But this was really bored of each one of those things, you see. And he had worked with 18 years. We worked side by side, all of his life in this day. Anyway, he was picked up over more than that. So one was Wednesday night. I backed off the Wednesday night class teaching. And I went to the next congregation where I observed the gospel meetings. Asking them because I realized during the meeting that they had relatives that lived in other states around us here. Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Alabama. And I'll find the gospel meetings out of state. Successful by renting a church. Because I always lived in a preacher's supply house. And they paid extra taxes on that basis. And the opportunity came to do what I could do by that. And I got several meetings. In fact, I preached several meetings over in the state of Arkansas and one up in Tennessee and a couple of others where I ain't got out of it. But I got some plans to go that way. When all of a sudden I had a call out of the blue, I called up to Crockett. Les Carey was preaching that at the time. who lives in Pine Hill, and so is his wife. And she's having a little secondary replacement of arteries, not arteries, but valves in her heart over in Arkansas. So she's in a tedious surgery. So anyway, he's carrying his witness to your thoughts and prayers. Well, the man said, well, Robert, he said, the men up here like to know if you really are retired, I bet you. I mean, that's all these years, they can't believe that you backed off the word that it made. I said, well, I need a process of backing off the word here in Batesville. And I said, I've enjoyed it, and I love it, and I love people. And I just saw with my doctor, Laura Nickett, she will always be in Phnom Penh. They call it fear, but I've been there a long time. But he said, reason I asked him to do this, he said, I'm sure it'd be all right for me to hear that you come on Wednesday night and tell about it. You need some gospel meetings to other places to pay your rent and your utilities down there. He said, well, let me tell you, he said, we're up here to talk about it right here. If they visit you, you were retired. They didn't want to offend anybody, but call it and check it up and check it. But if you really have retired by the way, well, they'd like to have you consider coming here to take my place and come. So we've got about 10 or 15 young people that are still here. And if you work in Sarge Lake Fishing Camp, and he's working in vain, he's making a help rescue them. And that's the idea. And I said, well, I sure talked to him about it. I don't know. And so the end of the story is that they offered him work. The end of the story is I got into a house up there. That's the smallest house I've ever lived in my life. Well, any more than a house is this small. I've got this insulated house in North Mississippi, Florida. We've got boxes in each corner. Those boxes, and if you don't believe that they will warm up a house in the summertime, then sure enough, so in the wintertime, put you some boxes in the corner of the house. You find that you lines make real good boxes, and everything real good, and they're inexpensive, but they last. They put yourself in. So we went up that way, and my last 2.5 years, we lived in that place completely. And all. But to tell you this about me, the bachelor and Christian work. Communication is a big part of it. Biggest part of it, in fact. We were standing out in the back porch of the church that was very graceful. And we were watching some men in some construction hats and silver and gold shovels lift some dirt out of the ground, have a picture be taken by the police in the newspaper there. We were going to build on to the education. Brad had put together $100,000 over a month's time to pay for that to be done. And that was the big deal. You both heard the same emotion, you heard the same words, you heard the same illustration, you heard the same thing. One said, wasn't anything special. I've grown to love you and grown to appreciate what you do. The other one said, I thought he was fixing to call my name. Just any moment. That's the rule. That's the goal. And what you have to do is have that word love as part. Each one loved what they were hearing. They loved me. They loved the family. They loved what we've done. And the relationship we had was a way of love. That got me by someone say, I didn't get anything out of that lesson. And it got me by somebody says, he already asked somebody about me and he knew my name. And that's what they call it. It got me by that. Love is a wonderful, wonderful thing. It's not a sting involved in that. But sin has a sting to it. Every time we miss that mark, we know that we're responsible for hitting that mark, and we missed it. Every time we miss that mark, we realize that there's a penalty to be paid. There's a loss that's sustained in that. There's an opportunity that's to fail. And there's something missing there. It may be that we're hitting the mark, trying to hit the mark of winning a soul for the Lord. And that opportunity is now passed by. We miss that opportunity. We just feel a sting about that. More than that, we know that it influences other people. And we're going to miss that opportunity to influence them for good and righteousness' sake. And as a result of that, we kind of ask the Lord in our prayers, because we know He commanded us and told us that we need to be people of prayer. We need these people with him, these people who love him and keep his commandments. Otherwise, we show we do not love him. But more than this, we find our opportunity to grow in the Lord and become victorious through whom? The Lord Jesus Christ. He is there. He is willing to help us. He's willing to help us in glory itself. What a wonderful blessing it is to have that to be done. Now, when we come to a time of our physical death, we'll look up. And we'll look to Jesus' words about that time. And in passages like Luke 16, beginning verse 19, which he talks about the rich man and Lazarus and their afterlife and their death. Or whether he talks about the time of his own death. Into thy hands I commend my spirit. He says to the Father. Will we be able to say, into thy hands I commend my spirit? I've tried to serve you, not by my power, not by my might, but through your good grace, someone came and taught me. Someone taught my mom and dad and taught me. Someone taught the rest of the gospel. By this way, I have investigated to see if any is the gospel. I have looked into it. I'm committed to the fact that it is a faith in Christ, a repentance of my sin, a confession of faith in the Lord, a baptism into the death of Christ, a raised to walk in newness of life. As I'm raised to walk in newness of life, I want to grow in this love that God has provided for me. And I want to love him so much that I keep his commandments. And I'm going to die as a friend of Jesus. Just one chapter later in John chapter 14, verse 15. In John 15 and verse 14, one chapter later, you are my friends. Do those things I command you. I want to die as a friend.